Hello, you guys. My name is Lakia Barnett, and welcome back to my podcast. It is a lovely, lovely wintry day here in Washington, D.C. I pray that you guys are keeping warm wherever you are. So briefly, I wanted to talk to you guys and give you guys a few nuggets on how to go about your day. Because guess what? The enemy does not take breaks, y'all, and he is still doing what he does 24/7. So you always have to stay prepared and you always have to stay ready no matter what your circumstance is. So the word I want to throw at you today is distraction. And many of you understand that distraction is very key in this season. You need to understand it. You need to recognize that distraction can be a big hold up to where you're going if you let it happen to you that way. So I want you guys to hear me clearly today. Distraction can be used, you know, with your children. If you're studying and working on a big project, just to give you an example, the enemy can come in and use your children to distract you, to keep you from going at the task at hand. So you have to be very mindful. And this to me reminds me of using familiar things to you. And that's how he normally does it anyway, is by using familiar things that he knows that will cut your attention from what your purpose is, what your task is at hand. So you want to be mindful of that for those of you that have children. Also, social media. Social media is a huge distraction. It can be helpful, but it can also be a distraction as well. So what I want you guys to do is learn how to have balance away from social media. Learn how to not be distracted by the things that may come through your social media, because I think that is more important than anything. It's that you don't get tied up in drama, that you don't get tied up in he say, she say, that you don't get tied up in forgetting what your purpose is and your task is at hand. Another thing could be your spouse. The devil loves to use your spouse. He loves to create chaos. He loves to have one another mad. Not only spouses, but friends as well. You know, family as well. Family is foundational. So, of course, the enemy definitely wants to destroy the foundation. He definitely wants to disturb you in your spirit by using those little things to throw you off. So, one thing that you need to be doing in this season is just being mindful of those distractions and also praying that God helps you to get through those distractions and to learn how to cope as they come. Remember, don't take anything personal. Just really just pray about it and ask God to help lead you, because he has the answers. He has the antidote to help you get through all of these paths that you are going through. And it is all set up to stop you from reaching your purpose. So I wanted to give that to you on today. I hope that that can motivate you a little bit more, because I know these are times right now that we need to be motivated and we need to be motivating each other. And that's what my podcasts are all about. It is all about coming here to get some type of inspiration to push past what you're already going through. I will say that it's not easy. Definitely go through a bit of ups and downs, to be quite honest, but it is natural. It is normal to experience a little bit of, you know, warfare. It's natural to kind of experience a little bit of distractions along the way, but the point is for you not to stay there. It's for you to get up and continue on your journey. So I pray that I have touched someone's heart. Do me a favor and share this podcast with your family and your friends so that we can keep motivating and inspiring others to go pursue purpose, because she is definitely waiting on you guys. Some of you have been birthed with lots of great gifts and abilities that God wants to awaken in you, but I clearly understand that some of you don't know how, or you do know how, but you don't know how to get away from the distractions to get you to the finish line. So I want you guys to just continue to pray and keep yourself covered. Also pray for others. Pray for others, your families, your children, co-workers. Pray for them as well, because if you keep a clear heart, then God can definitely use you and work with you. But if your heart is not clear, it makes it very hard for God to move in those areas. Because remember, you have to stay clear. You don't want to get like the people that are doing things to you. You want to show them that, hey, you know, I'm not going to act like you. I'm just going to continue to pray for you and just watch God move in those areas, okay? So I will be back again to help inspire and motivate you guys once again on the podcast. Remember, share, share, share. Remember also, you guys, I am in the Washington, D.C. area, also founder and visionary of Tears to Purpose Monologue Movement. If you are a woman and you have a story, and believe me, you guys, we are overcome by our testimony. So I live by that literally every day of my life, that by you opening your mouth and telling your testimony, you are able and available to help someone else come out of theirs. So please, please, please. You can get in contact with me through my email, barnettlakia@gmail.com, and let me know if you're interested. We also have a women's empowerment event going on down here in Washington, D.C. on April the 13th. If you want to know more information about that event, please, please, please email me. Or you can hit me up on Facebook at Lakia Barnett. Inbox me and let me know that you heard the podcast and that you're interested in that. So, you guys, I'm going to let you go. Stay warm, stay safe, stay prayed up. And until next time, I'm Lakia Barnett, and have a great day.